There was a very special event put on by the Sydney Festival last night in tribute to David Bowie and his tragic passing Monday evening-ish. Andrew Guduri, who's our music director here on 2SER 107.3, is joining me in the studio. Good morning, Andrew.
Good morning, Mitch.
And you were asked to do a Bowie DJ set.
Yeah, I was asked to do a tribute set the day before yesterday. It was something the Sydney Festival thought was appropriate to the week's goings on, of course, mm-hmm. and I jumped at the chance. And we thought it would be a small, devoted, passionate gathering, but let me set the scene for you.
Please, please do.
So I was asked to do two sets, one at 6:15 and one at 8:45. Mm-hmm. And by the time 6:15 rocked around, Hyde Park was at full capacity, people baying to get in, and the queue went all the way down to David Jones.
Wow.
On Elizabeth Street. So a lot of people wanted to get in. A lot of people were buying tickets to events so they could actually get in.
Just to get in.
Yep. And it was quite incredible. So I donned the wig, got my Ziggy wig out, and the crowd went absolutely nuts. So Sydney Festival, it was a fantastic idea on behalf of the Sydney Festival to play all Bowie all night in between the Chills played, and we'll get to that in a minute. But look, they wanted the breadth and the depth of Bowie's work, the diversity, but to be vibe appropriate, everybody wanted to dance, and they really, really danced. So we worked the hits. We played all of the hits.
Uh-huh.
I'd love to know who was out there and who was enjoying it last night. So text us, call us here at the station and let us know what you thought of it. But I thought it was a fantastic night. There was a lot of love in the air last night for David Bowie. I couldn't believe the turnout. I don't think anyone could believe the turnout.
What about costumes? Because people were encouraged to dress up.
There were three-year-olds with the Ziggy Lightning Bowl makeup asking me for ground control. They wanted to hear Space Oddity, of course.
Yep.
There were people that looked like they had been transported from the late 60s onto the dance floor at Hyde Park.
Yep.
Incredible, incredible turnout. People wearing wigs, people in makeup, people in costume. It was a fantastic evening and just so spirited and so appropriate. It was what we thought was a little thing for a very big figure in a lot of people's lives, and it became something else. It was a wonderful night.
Was there one particular song? I know you said you played the hits, and you want to get a nice sort of cross-section of his musical output. Was there a particular song that went the most nuts of all?
Heroes.
Heroes.
No question. Okay. Heroes brought everybody together, and it was like everybody just took a foot off the ground and lifted into the air when we played Heroes, and it was absolutely wonderful. And people were absolutely baying for more when we had to stop, and they were absolutely screaming for one more. And I wasn't allowed at one point, and then all of a sudden Sydney Festival caved and we played one more, and we played Let's Dance just to get the boogie on, to shake it on a beautiful night. So it was really, really cool.
If you were there and want to review Mr. Guduri's DJ, you can text in on 0437 034 663, or find us on Twitter at 2SER.
Just want to mention as well, I was going to sit here before you today and talk about the Chills. I did catch about half an hour of the Chills set. Now, if you don't know the Chills, fantastic New Zealand band who released their first album in 18 years, Silver Bullets, which we featured last year on 2SER, one of the great pop bands, I think, of that era from the 90s. Just a really amazing mix of that shoegaze sound that cropped up in the 90s with a very symphonic reach that probably was influenced by Brian Wilson and the Beach Boys. They had that really atmospheric air, incredible, beautiful melodies. They were in incredibly cheerful form last night, I thought. What I caught, they just seem so happy to be on stage doing what they do again. Martin Phillips is the band leader of the Chills. He's had a pretty torrid time over the last 18 years, but he's back. He's written a fantastic album, Silver Bullets. If you haven't heard it on 2SER, stay tuned. You're going to hear a lot more of it. But I thought they were really great, what I caught last night, before I had to rush back, get the wig back on and play some more Bowie.
All right, and if you were there, I'd love to know what you thought of the Bowie love and also of the Chills as well. Send a text on 0437 034 663, or find us on Twitter at 2SER. Maybe just what you thought of Andrew's wig as well. I'm sure that would have been a sight.
It's a keeper.
It's a keeper. All right. Thank you, Andrew. And you're going to go out with a Bowie song now. You didn't get a chance to actually play this
one. Yeah, this was one that I just didn't get enough time to play. There's so much that I wanted to play, and there were a few requests. I think this one was requested a little bit. I pretty much got everything in except this one. So I thought, if this can make up for last night's not getting this track, this is it. China Girl from David Bowie.
All right.